Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The same Lord who spoke to Saul on the Damascus road also directed him to the house of Judas in Damascus, where he was led in his blindness. The Lord sent Ananias, a disciple of the Lord, to minister sight to the blind and awakened Saul of Tarsus. These same men whom Saul meant to do harm to were those whom the Lord used to minister unto him. How glorious are the works and ways of him who sits upon the throne of heaven and shows mercy to whom he will show mercy. Who is sufficient for such things? It seems that very soon after these events, the Lord led Saul away into the deserts of Arabia. We have little information as to what he did while there, but we do know that during this time the Lord gave him direct revelation of the truth of the gospel by the very teachings of the risen Christ. None could teach him but Christ, who unfolded the mysteries hidden from many. One can only imagine the consternation that gripped his mind and heart as the Lord stripped away layer upon layer of his religious tradition, which he so highly valued and followed with sincere zeal. By the grace of God, he came to see the utter folly of all that he had lived for up until that time. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. His whole perspective changed in a very short time. He was not an immoral man, yet he came to understand that he was the chief of sinners. It is often difficult for naturally religious men to realize the separation between that which they might deem morally upright and the embracing of the true righteousness which is only found in Christ. Paul was given laser vision on these matters, so much so that he was accused by the Judaizers of preaching that men may sin, that grace may abound. This line of thinking still exists among those who would define sin as moral and practical choices, rather than seeing sin as the condition of the flesh, more so in mind than practice. Whatever a man values, promotes, and admonish others to seek and follow, which is not the righteousness of Christ, is not the message which Paul preached. As he told the Galatians, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. To preach any other message than Jesus Christ and him crucified is a perversion of the truth, regardless of the morality of those who teach it. There are many today who would equate moral practice with righteousness before God. This equation does not exist. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the Spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God. Paul admonished the Galatians for wavering from the message of free grace and entertaining the teaching of those who would bring them back under that from which they had been set free. His warning to them was that to go back to that which they had been delivered from was to deny the gospel which they professed to believe. There are many who are fearful that the message of a full and free salvation in Jesus Christ will cause men to embrace their sinful flesh and promote its base desires. Yet he says, how can such things be? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? The clearer that the born-again child of God sees that all of his righteousness is found in Christ, the more desirous he becomes to be found in Christ. Paul upbraids these Galatians for returning to the observance of times, days, and seasons, which he describes as weak and beggarly elements. The observance of a time or a day is most certainly not a sin for the sons of God, but then neither is the disregard of such. Carnal Sabbath keeping is often pressed upon the children of God under the guise of following the law. Yet Paul clearly says to do so is to press the children of God to walk in foolishness. Let every man in Christ walk as Christ walked, giving glory to him alone and giving no place for the flesh to glory. Where is your righteousness found?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.